Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rhonda Shear, and it looks like I'm going to be up all night modeling my lingerie line from Mr. Media. Again!
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Eileen Kristen, who plays Roxanne Balsam on ABC's One Life to Live. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? Oh yeah, that would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity and media newsmaker interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or a corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. And Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of unappreciative neighborhood dogs in the new media capital of the world and home of the second best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, if you're on an airplane in the coming weeks and see Eileen Kristen engrossed in a bright and shiny new iPad, you can blame me. Kristen, who starred on ABC's One Life to Live as Roxanne Balsam since 2001, already has an iPhone and a Mac laptop. Last night, when we did a late-night Skype video chat to test the connection and increase her comfort level with the program, she told me about all the things she would use the iPad for. But she said she couldn't make up her mind whether she actually needed one. I told her that it sounded to me like she had already pictured herself with one, and the real question was just why she was delaying the trip to the Apple store to pick hers out. Anyway, I discovered last night what a delightful woman Eileen is, and I'm excited to share that experience with you. But before I bring our guest on, let me tell you that in addition to watching Eileen Kristen every afternoon on One Life to Live, you can experience a very different side of her as a sultry, sexy singer by going to either the Triad Nightclub in Manhattan at 158 West 72nd Street on August 18th and see her as a celebrity guest for Erotic Broadway, or if you're in Los Angeles, you can find her at the Room 5 Lounge at 143 North La Brea Avenue on August 28th at 9 p.m. Now, Room 5 is located just above Adam Carolla's Amalfi Restaurant and Bar. And if you go, tell Adam hello from Mr. Media. Now, a little later in the show, we'll have a clip of Eileen singing at the Triad. And if you haven't seen her in action and only know her as Roxanne, be prepared to be blown away. Eileen Kristen, welcome to Mr.
Thank
Media.
Thank you so much. This is my first Skype interview.
Ah, we have a Skype virgin, folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be gentle,
kind of cheating,
I promise.
I have to use this phone, so I think it's not totally the whole Skype experience, but this is pretty neat technology, I have to say.
Well, we're delighted that you're able to join us with this. And I have to ask, before we get into anything else, have you committed to the iPad yet? You know that you want it.
I do want it, but I just found out, though, that they're not allowing you now to pick up, you know, that, you know, Wi-Fi stuff, so that you have to pay that monthly thing. So I'm debating it, but for this trip to L.A., I think I'm going to need it, so I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet and just do it, I guess, I think. We'll see.
All right. Well, Steve Jobs, when you get Eileen's money, you can just
he
send
always
my commission
gets my
to the
money.
Usual place.
I have to say, he always gets my money, and I feel like that company kind of deserves it, because I think the technology has been really amazing, and I really kind of feel like he was the first guy to do it. I think they make a beautiful product.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah,
obviously, I mean, you've
really
committed
do.
To it. Yeah, and we talked about this. I'm a big Mac fan. I've had it since 1983, 1984. I've had Apple products, so you don't have to convince me.
Yeah.
And by the way, Eileen, I got to tell you that our engineer, Rudy, sent me a note, and he says that as far as Skype goes, on this date, you've only made it to third base with Skype.
I only made it to third base.
if this was a date with Skype, you made it to third base.
So is that good?
We'll keep working. That's pretty good for a first date, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm fast, actually.
Well, let me ask you this: while we're still on the Macintosh subject, I have to know, what does a TV soap star use her computer for?
Well, when I do music gigs, and when I do performances of things, I let people know. So it's mostly emailing. Unfortunately, I don't know a whole lot. I would love to be able to, like, make my own posters on there. I probably could, but I'd have to really, like, study, and I'm not a really good studier. So I have to email, and, you know, for Facebook and stuff like that. Now I just got on Twitter officially tonight. I mean, I've kind of been on it, but not really doing the thing. So, it's just endless, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, if you let it, it will completely engulf your life. Now, what is your name and what is your thing on Twitter, so we can share that with everybody?
It's Eileen Kristen. I think it's Eileen Kristen is one word. Eileen Kristen.
Okay.
Simple.
Just in case anybody missed that, I'm holding it up to the camera, so now you can see. You can follow Eileen at twitter.com/EileenKristen. There you go, fans. How about that?
It's all over now.
Well, all right. So we've beat around the bush. Let's talk a little bit about One Life to Live. Mm-hmm. What is new in Roxanne's world?
Well, actually, what's new is a little strange, because the last I was on One Life to Live, which was actually in June, I ran off with a young 21-year-old dentist named Murray Zizzle or something. So it's really weird. By accident, I made the character of Nora's hair green, but then we fixed that, and then her tooth was broken, and this adorable dentist came in, and I seduced him, okay? I went to third base with him, and we were going to continue that on later. Somehow we left my beauty parlor. I left my beauty parlor. I left people my beauty parlor, and I haven't been seen since, which is rather odd. I'm actually going to work next week, and I have no idea what the scene is, and I have no idea where Roxy has actually been, except maybe in a motel room with this young dentist.
Wow. Roxy and a 21-year-old dentist named Murray something or other.
That's the cougar time here.
Is that an unusually long break for you in the almost 10 years you've been on the show?
Very, very unusual. Usually, the longest I think I've ever been away from there is about a month. So it's a little disconcerting in a way, because I think Roxy is a really great character. I think the audience loves Roxy a lot, and it's strange that I'm not there and haven't really been told why I'm not there. Right before I wasn't there, the child that, you know, we all assumed was my son is not my son anymore, and this other kid was made my son, and then they let him go. A wonderful actor, Scott Clifton, who's now on The Bold and Beautiful. So it was very, very strange, because I had major storyline, and then the next thing I know, it kind of disappeared. So we'll see what happens, you know.
Now,
these are
tough times for soaps. I mean, some soaps have disappeared completely. I spoke to the executive director of Days of Our Lives recently, Ken. Sorry,
Corday?
I can't remember his last.
No, is that Ken Corday?
Ken Corday, yes. I had him on the show recently. And, you know, he talked about the network coming down on him and saying, you've got to cut your budget in half.
That's right.
Is it a nerve-wracking time to be associated with the
soap? Absolutely. It really is. It's a shame, because it's a medium that I, on a creativity level, has been so fruitful for me. I've been able to create these really, I think, really interesting characters. You know, the writers... The writers write great things, but they really let me go do my thing. So, you know, to lose that would be really a shame. in for all of us. And I think it's a medium that has some diehard fans. I don't know if there's if it's just that the Nielsens don't really capture what's going on. I don't know. It feels like the technology of knowing who is watching is not as great as it is, of course, on the internet. And because on Twitter, all of a sudden, millions of people, you know that millions of people are following you. I should be so lucky. You know,
wow.
Thousands or hundreds or whatever. 15. I think I got 15 people following me right now. But anyway, you know, you have that immediate response, whereas with television, they wait for their, you know, not even their overnights, but their monthly sweeps. And I think that technology for regular television hasn't come up to the level of the internet.
Mm.
And people want immediate response, and I think people want to, I think it's unfortunate that soap operas are going off the air, because I think it's still a medium that people want to see. I'm going to be working on one on the internet called The Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are very excited about that. I don't know if they're just excited about their computer, that they feel that they're more in control.
Well, we are excited about our computers, aren't we? well, look, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give folks a little taste of the other Eileen Kristen. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with actress Eileen Kristen, one of the stars of ABC's One Life to Live, and we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? On the Tax Trouble Help Show, Lynn Ford and Mike Porter can help solve your tax problems. And maybe you'll even laugh a little at some of their humor on taxes and life.
The IRS dollar menu. Well, we'll have to, HB, we'll have to let you think about what might be offered on that dollar menu.
We got a better menu than that. We got a free menu.
Hey.
We got a free menu.
The Tax Trouble Help Show, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
Hello, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with actress Eileen Kristen, one of the stars of ABC's One Life to Live. Now, before we bring Eileen back, I want you to check out this excerpt, this short bit from an appearance she made singing the blues in New York at the Triad Nightclub in Manhattan.
Thank you.
love that. I love that. I had never heard Eileen sing until the opportunity to do this interview came up, and I was pointed to that video, and I was like, I want to go see this woman. Who wouldn't want to go see this woman sing?
Thank you. Thank you. I wrote a little bit of that song, but I mostly do songs that I've written, and you know, so it's 98% original material, stuff that's no one has ever heard of before. And it's a fun show.
How often are you out in clubs? Are you able to do this?
Well, I should be doing it more. I used to do it like every 2 months. I stopped doing it. Sometimes I feel like if I haven't written new material, you know, because I have such faithful followers that come back all the time, and I like to give them something new. So I try to spread it out now a little bit more. But if I was playing in other cities, I'd play all the time, you know, with, you know, new victims, you know. So
I don't know. I remember when I was in college, Woody Allen played every Monday night, played the clarinet every Monday night at Michael's Pub in Manhattan. And,
right.
You know, me and friends, we try to go. And I think Eileen Kristen should be every Tuesday night at Triad.
That would be interesting. You know, now with Twitter and everything, you know, if I can just bring the multitudes in. You know, it's not difficult doing the gig. It's making sure that you get a full, you know, people in the seats. That's the most important thing. You know, you don't want to play to a half-filled house. And so I try to do it so that I get a really good house. And that's the thing. If you play every Tuesday, it gets a little hard unless you're so in tune with how to pull people in.
Well, I'd come see you when I'm in Manhattan.
Thank you.
I'd love to come see that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask you this, because we're going to run out of time in a minute or so. That clip, of course, was from the Triad, and you're going to go back there on August 18th, though, in something different. You're going to be a celebrity guest.
I'm just going to be a celebrity guest in something called Erotic Broadway. And it's a wonderful show that this great dancer, choreographer, Tricia Brooke, put together. And I'm just doing, you know, one little stint in it. But I will be doing a gig at Room 5 in Los Angeles. And it's actually really my first gig there, my first music gig there. So I'm really, and that's all me, you know. But Erotic Broadway is August 18th. And she's got fabulous dancers in this show. It's just great and very skimpily clad. And
I like it already.
August 28th, I'll be skimpily clad.
I like that too.
Yes. And then I'll be out in L.A. doing The Bay also. Hopefully the timing will work out on that I start doing my first episodes on that. So
right.
August hopefully is going to be a good month. Well, we're already in it. Everything is going so fast.
You're starting the month on Mr. Media. It's only going to get. Wait a minute. I don't know how that sounds. I was going to say it only gets better from here, but it's a good start. How about that?
That's good. That's good, Bob.
All right. Well, folks, listen. You can see actress Eileen Kristen almost every afternoon.
Well, right now it's a little skimpy. Right now I'm going to be. So you can't. You can write in and let them know that you want to see me. I mean, I think that this got story for Roxy. They've had great. I've been on the show for 9 years. I've had some really, really wonderful story. Right now, it's a little skimpy, but I am shooting a show next week, and I don't know when that's going to be on. But maybe they should write to the network and find out.
Demand your Eileen Kristen.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I
then,
want my Eileen
and then,
Kristen.
And then get thee to either the Triad Nightclub in Manhattan at 158 West 72nd Street on August 18th to see her as a celebrity guest for Erotic Broadway, or if you're in Los Angeles, find her at the Room 5 Lounge at 143 North La Brea Avenue on August 28th at 9 p.m. And as I said before, Room 5 is located just above Adam Carolla's Amalfi Ristorante and Bar. And for even more of Eileen, maybe you can check her out on Twitter at Eileen Kristen, twitter.com/EileenKristen for those of you not so in the know. Eileen, we are going to run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media. It was a delight to get to know you.
Thank you. And so I'm not a virgin anymore.
Nope. You made it all the way to third base. We'll have you back again soon, and we'll take you all the way home.
Okay, great. Now, what do I do? Do I hang up, or you hang up on me?
I think our friend Rudy in the studio, he will hang up on you.
He'll hang up on me? Okay. That's happened to me before.
All right. Okay. Well, I will say goodbye, and thank you for joining us on Mr. Media.
Thank you so much. A real pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, for more original interviews with your favorite celebrities, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook. And please, please, please go to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen to the show with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. And you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. It's twitter.com/andelman, or Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. I always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.